This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Daily Digest. I'm Ti Xiao Yik, and in the studio with me this hour is Juliet Jacobs. Earlier, we talked about Undi Sabah, a new initiative by Undi 18 to encourage young people in Sabah to get involved in the democratic and electoral process, especially considering the snap state elections that will be coming up soon.
Yes, but you know, in our second story, we're going to, there's new developments, as it were, in the Taman Rimba Kiara case. But if you'd like to join in the conversation, you can always tweet us at BFM Radio or send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. So lots of things happened at Taman Rimba Kiara last week, a park which many of us would know is subject to a long and ongoing legal battle over the proposed development of that very treasured green lung. Yeah. So the court battle between the Tamantun residents and Dewan Bandaraya Kuala Lumpur, or DBKL, started in 2017 and is pending judgment in the Court of Appeal as of now. So, you know, when DBKL announced last Wednesday that Taman Rimba Kiara was being renamed to Taman Awam Bukit Kiara, it came as a real shock to many. Yes. The identity of Taman Rimba Kiara itself as a public park is the subject of the lawsuit that we just mentioned. And the legal case involving this park aside, there was also, you know, no prior consultation done before this decision was made, you know, with the residents and the folks who use the park. And according to DBKL, the name change was made to prevent confusion with another public park located nearby. But this reason was disputed by the Tamantun residents, as the name Taman Rimba Kiara has been in use for decades.
And then, shortly after the name change decision came to light, park goers witnessed construction workers putting up 2-meter-high poles that cut across the park, particularly the football field that residents use for daily recreational activities. So this also caused a lot of concern among those fighting to keep the park from being developed. So Taman Rimba Kiara is, of course, one of the few remaining planned public parks of its size in Kuala Lumpur, and it serves as a treasured green lung and open space for thousands of Klang Valley residents. So the residents took the matter to court to stop the development because of conflicts of interest and corruption. So just to refresh your memories, the proposed plan for the area was to build 8 blocks of between 42 and 54 story high-end service apartments, while another 29-story block comprising 350 units of affordable housing would be allocated to the TTDI Longhouse residents in that area. So the development included the construction of a 6-lane highway and a flyover to accommodate the massive growth in population density from 74 to 979 people per acre.
Yes, but when the Pakatan Harapan government took power in 2018, the project developer mooted a scaled-down proposal of the mega project. The then Federal Territories Minister, YB Khalid Samad, proceeded to broker what he termed a win-win deal to allow the project to proceed, but at a reduced size of 3.2 hectares. So this proposal was rejected by Segambut MP YB Hannah Yeo, as the scaled-down proposal continued to encroach into Taman Rimba's green space.
That's right.
And then the TTDI Residents Association and the TTDI community at large, you know, they've consistently reiterated their support for a permanent, sustainable housing solution for the Longhouse residents. But they've been saying that this can be done on the existing footprint of the Longhouses, and there's no need for, you know, all the things that you mentioned earlier, Sherry.
Right, the multi-story developments.
Yes, and a 6-lane highway accommodate all the new people coming into the area. And the residents believe that such a solution can be delivered in a very modest and measured way, without permanently degrading Taman Rimba Kiara.
So as we said, there is a lot at stake for this humble park, and the outcome to this case is still pending, which actually makes last Wednesday's incidents all the more mystifying. So to get a clearer picture of what's happening, we have on the line Leon Kui, who is the committee coordinator of the Save Taman Rimba Kiara Working Group. Welcome, Leon. Thanks for joining us. First, can you walk us through what happened last Wednesday when DBKL announced that Taman Rimba Kiara would be renamed to Taman Awam Bukit Kiara?
Yes, residents received a copy of an announcement which was circulated by DBKL early in the morning of Wednesday, 29th of July, which announced that Taman Rimba Kiara would be renamed as Taman Awam Bukit Kiara. It took everyone by surprise. There was a pretty quick reaction to it among residents. Everyone was curious what was the issue, why the sudden name change, what's the motivation. And when we contacted the office of the Segambut Member of Parliament, she also her office was also trying to get clarification as to the name change. It was something that came out of the blue. There was no inkling about this move. It appeared as if DBKL had already decided that it would be implemented with immediate effect. So residents were, of course, very uncomfortable, and the resident association issued a statement at noon of that day questioning the name change and providing rationale as to why the name Taman Rimba Kiara is relevant and actually should be retained. Of course, in our statement, among the things that were highlighted is that Taman Rimba Kiara itself is a name that has been used for that park for decades. And generations of families have used and enjoyed the park with no confusion as to identity or location. So Taman Rimba Kiara itself, you know, the character of Taman Rimba Kiara is as an urban forest. It was planted as such by Forest Research Institute of Malaysia, FRIM, to be a nursery where they would grow plants for other parts of Bukit Kiara. And there are many mature, large, tall, mature trees in there, including endangered species like Meranti Sarang Punai, Balau Singkawang Ai, etc. So it is in character a Taman Rimba, and that is why it was called Taman Rimba Kiara. So it's unclear why DBKL felt the need to suddenly try and change the name. And the motivation is unclear. Is it because they do not recognize that there's a forest inside this park? Is it because the forest is going to be cleared in this park? Is it because there's too much of a stigma connected with the controversial development that is proposed for this park, and therefore some people want to move away from this name? All these things are unclear. And, you know, the resident association requested a clarification from DBKL.
So has it been finalized then? You know, have you heard anything from DBKL confirming this name change?
Well, initially, they claimed that it was effective immediately. But after the uproar that was made and the visit of the FT minister to Taman Rimba Kiara itself later that day, which we will come to in a little while, apparently the FT minister and the Datuk Bandar tried to offer an explanation that this was an overhasty action on the part of a overzealous official who, you know, apparently had tried to put into effect something that was still just being discussed. So, according to the acting minister and the Datuk Bandar, the name Taman Rimba Kiara will stay as it is for now. And there will be a consultation process with an engagement with stakeholders to decide whether to continue with the name or to change the name. So we look forward to the engagement process, and we hope to that they will hear us out, and we expect to be very clear about the fact that the name should not be changed.
Can you just walk us through why this name change is considered problematic?
Well, the name change is problematic for a few things. Okay, number one, this park has been known as Taman Rimba Kiara for decades. You know, generations of families have used it and known it as Taman Rimba Kiara with no confusion as to identity and location. So why the sudden need to change the name? Okay. Now, let me give you a couple of examples about who might potentially be confused. I think it appears that it is the administrators who are probably more confused than the public. Okay. In the Kuala Lumpur Structure Plan 2040, another section of Bukit Kiara, which is the hill itself, okay, which people walk up and go hiking and mountain biking. That section is known as Bukit Kiara. But in the draft KL Structure Plan 2040, DBKL uses four different names for Bukit Kiara. Okay? They call it Taman Persekutuan Bukit Kiara. In other places, they call it Hutan Rimba Bukit Kiara. In another section, they call it Taman Rimba Bukit Kiara. And then in other places, they call it Taman Awam Bukit Kiara. Okay? Four different names for that bukit, the one where people go hiking and mountain biking. So this gives you an example that I think the people who are most confused are the administrators. It's not the public. Okay, there's no confusion as to where Taman Rimba Kiara is. Now, the other issue about this name change is that it may appear to be a move to try and remove this name from the public sphere because of the stigma of controversy that has attached itself to the proposed development in the park itself. I'll give you an example. In 2014, 1MDB had a energy company called 1MDB Energy. At that point in time, there was already so much noise and heat around potential wrongdoings in 1MDB, which have now, you know, started to be proved. And at that point in time, 1MDB Energy decided to rename itself to Edra Energy. And the reason was because it was planning for a IPO, and in news reports related to this particular name change, it was stated that it is a deliberate move. This is from The Edge. It's a deliberate move to distance the unit from its controversial parent ahead of its multi-billion ringgit listing. Now, considering that there may be a proposed condo development within Taman Rimba Kiara, it probably might be beneficial to anyone who's involved in marketing or branding to try to distance their product from controversy over the taking of a park for condo development. So we think that these are issues which require consideration. We don't think that they stand alone or in isolation. There are interrelations, and these need to be considered in the larger context of the name change.
Leon, going by the law, under what circumstances can a park's name be changed in such a manner? Are there even laws concerning this?
Yes, the acting minister and Datuk Bandar have alluded to the fact that there is a procedure for name change, and that that process needs to be taken through. We are taking advice in relation to the change of name of a park as well. And we expect to be engaging with DBKL and the acting ministry in relation to this process for a name change. So, in relation to Taman Rimba Kiara, there is also a lawsuit that's ongoing as to the development order that has been proposed for the upper section of the park. And part of the question in the lawsuit is which part of the park constitutes Taman Rimba Kiara, or which part of the development area constitutes Taman Rimba Kiara. That is itself a subject of the lawsuit. Okay. So any attempt to change the name of Taman Rimba Kiara at this point in time would, in our view, amount to an alteration of the status quo. And we believe that if we are serious about respecting the court process, then really all parties should be trying to retain the status quo, as opposed to trying to take moves which potentially would change the situation on the ground.
All right. And, you know, that very same day, which was last Wednesday, visitors to the park and other Tamantun residents spotted construction workers putting up 2-meter-high poles that cut across the Taman Rimba Kiara Park. So what was happening there exactly?
Yes. So later on that same Wednesday in the afternoon, residents received photos from other park goers of work ongoing on site inside the park, with workers trying to erect metal poles that cut across the park. So residents rushed on site to observe what was going on. They captured video. And what appeared to be the case was that the workers had been instructed to put up these poles in anticipation of creating a fence in the middle of the park. It's very clear from the videos and photos that have been circulated widely now that the work cuts right through the football fields, jogging track, exercise area, and the pond, which is part of what used to be a peace garden that was officiated by Tun Siti Hasma many, many years ago.
Okay, and how did the Tamantun residents respond to all of this?
So the sight of fence poles being put up right in the middle of the park, cutting up park, obviously generated much anger among residents, mm-hmm. because this kind of confirmed there was fears that there would be work to alter the condition of the park and to encroach into the park as it now stands, you know, or to manipulate the condition of the existing park. I mean, the section where the poles are being set up runs right through a football field. The video taken by residents, you can see that the kids are playing football right next to the fence area. In fact, they play football beyond that fence area. You know, the entire field is their football field. Parents who were there were complaining that they bring their kids there 2 to 3 times a week to play football and to use the large flat area for recreational purposes. And they were concerned about how much more available this park would be, you know, and why would someone try to cut up a park like that right through the middle? So residents, of course, were very upset. There was a huge uproar, and this was, of course, picked up pretty much immediately by the Member of Parliament, YB Hannah Yeo, mm-hmm. and her team, who then organized an on-site press conference the next day on Thursday, the 30th of July. So as a follow-up to what happened on Wednesday, YB Hannah Yeo, together with YB Fahmi Fazil, convened a press conference inside Taman Rimba Kiara on the 30th of July, mm-hmm. where they highlighted the fence poles that had been erected the day before and called on the FT Minister and Dato' Bandar to pay attention to the residents' objections and to clarify why this work was ongoing in the middle of a ongoing court process. Because as we know, the lawsuit in relation to the proposed development at Taman Rimba Kiara is still with the Court of Appeal and is awaiting decision by the Court of Appeal, actually. So while this court process is still ongoing, YB Hannah was querying why there are any moves to alter the condition of the state on the ground pending any decision by the court. So she was accompanied by many residents who were quite irate about what had happened. Mm-hmm. I think about almost 100 residents showed up, and you know, they banded together with YB Hannah and YB Fahmi Fazil and the chairman of the TTDI RA in a socially distanced way to demonstrate their unhappiness. In response to that, the uproar kind of spread itself over social media pretty quickly. And in response to that, the FT minister announced that he would make a visit to Taman Rimba Kiara on the very same day at 5 p.m. It was good of him to extend the invitation to YB Hannah. So they both attended on-site at 5 p.m. on Thursday, together with Dato' Bandar and Yayasan Wilayah Persekutuan. And of course, representatives of Taman Tun Resident Association. The FT Minister and Dato' Bandar did an on-site observation of the work that had been done. And they requested Yayasan Wilayah Persekutuan to provide some clarification. So the conclusion from the discussions on-site was, number one, that the fence poles would be removed the following week, i.e. Monday, 3rd of August, and that the name of the park, Taman Rimba Kiara, would remain unchanged as of now.
And did the FT Minister or DBKL or Yayasan Wilayah Persekutuan respond in any other way to these two incidents? What else did they say about this?
Well, DBKL basically offered the explanation that the work that was proposed, these fence poles, were basically just to demarcate the boundary between what is public land and what is owned by Yayasan Wilayah Persekutuan. Now, this in itself actually is problematic, because the question of what constitutes the park is actually the subject of the lawsuit itself.
That's right.
Okay. So I won't go into too much detail about that, but you know, within the context of this discussion, I just want to highlight that what constitutes the park under KL zoning and under the KL structure plan is part of the subject of the lawsuit. Okay, so we do not believe that it's appropriate to be trying to demarcate what is the park and what is not the park. Secondly, Yayasan Villa Persekutuan appeared to imply that the boundary of their land, which had been alienated to them, was always running through the middle of that football field. That may very well be so, but it really is in contradiction to statements that they have made in the past as to the extent of their proposed development. Okay, we have seen statements by Yayasan Villa Persekutuan in the past, which indicate that their development would only run as far as the existing fence. There is a security fence that is set up some inside the park, and they said that it would be limited to that existing fence. But the events over the last week have shown that the extent of their boundary runs way beyond that existing fence, well into the football field and jogging area and activity area within Taman Rimba Kiara, within the park. So, in summary, Yayasan Villa Persekutuan has a credibility issue. They have not been forthcoming to the public about the extent that their land title encroaches into the existing park. But now, it is obvious for all to see how far their title goes into the existing public facilities. Okay. We question their motivation and we question their focus, whether they are seriously focused on permanent housing for the Longhouse community, the Rumah Panjang community, or whether their focus is really on the high-end condo developments, which will take away a part of this long-standing park.
And, you know, what are residents hoping for from DBKL, the FD Ministry and Yayasan Wilayah Persekutuan following both these incidents?
Number one, please leave the park as it is. Okay? This is a public park and the public has used it as a park for many, many years. Okay, please leave the park as it is. Number two, let the court process resolve itself. Part of the court process involves what constitutes the park under the planning laws. Yayasan Villa Persekutuan may claim that they have a private title to the upper section of the park, but that doesn't change the fact that part of what they claim as their title was zoned to be a park under the KL structure plan. Okay, so this is the subject of litigation, and we call on the parties to let the process resolve itself before the Court of Appeal. Third, we call on the FT Ministry, DBKL and Yayasan Villa Persekutuan to reconsider this monstrous development that they have proposed at Taman Rimba Kiara. Please just focus on providing permanent housing for the Longhouse community. It is doable within the 4 acres of where the Longhouse community currently resides. And we have already proven that permanent housing is doable for them at a very achievable cost of 25 million. Please do the right thing and focus on that instead of trying to build more high-end condos, which would add to the glut of housing and condominiums that are already proliferating all around KL.
Thank you so much, Leon. That was Leon Koe, Community Coordinator of the Safe Taman Rimba Kiara Working Group.
Yes, and if you'd like to keep updated on this ongoing case, and we're sure there's going to be more coming
that's right.
This ongoing case, we highly recommend that you visit tamanrimbakiara.net, where there is a very detailed account of everything that has transpired right from 2016 up till now. And you can also head to the Selamatkan Taman Rimba Kiara Facebook page for updates as well.
Yep. So we want to still hear from you. If you have anything you'd like to share, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. That's all the time we have for today's show. But don't forget that we are also on Facebook at BFM The Bigger Picture. So you can go on over there to drop us a message or look for updates on our shows. If you missed any part of today's Daily Digest, you can download the podcast on bfm.my/dailydigest, or you can look for it on our BFM app or on Spotify. Coming up after the 3 o'clock news, it's Front Row, and Shyamala Ganesan will be speaking to Chandran Nair, founder of a global photography initiative called The Other 100. So stay tuned for that. For now, we'll leave you with Protection by Massive Attack featuring Tracy Horn right here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.